Blog Talk Radio.
There's no God but Allah. He is the creator of this creation that we live on. He has created this creation that we live on to test his most crowned creation, and that's the human being. So we here tonight at Blog Talk Radio Station greet you in the best of the greeting of Assalamu Alaikum, and we say Ramadan Mubarak. May Allah continue to bless our Ramadan. This is something that was described to us by Allah. And we only bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, a man, lived 1,444 years ago, brought this revelation called Al-Quran that man has been slicker than a snake because it took a slick man to keep his eyes and ears and the mind of the good human beings on this earth. But they was gifted and giving away lies, especially lies they told on Jesus. And that's what we're here to talk about, removing that false image of God. First thing we like to do is start off with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. It means to open. We like to open our tongue with this prayer. First we say it in the Arabic language. Then we translate in the English translation. Humanity Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbilai to me, Arrahman Arrahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirata Mustaqim, Sirata Ladina Anta Walihim, Ghali Maidu Bi Alihim, Wa Alijo. I mean, we seek protection from Satan, the rejected enemy, the one being cast out. With the name of God, God is most gracious and God is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who would go astray. Amen. We welcome you to the Bible Talk Radio Station, coming out of California, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad's Sims School, handled and controlled and given by Hameen Muhammad of Los Angeles, California. We thank him for this Broad Talk radio station. I am Brother Abdullah Akbar, one of the co-hosts, and my wife, Dahir Akbar, she's the co-host on Tuesday and Sunday. And we also have a co-host, Suja Muhammad, coming out of Baton Rouge, And we also have Brother Columbus, Brother Muhammad, A. Muhammad, coming out of Columbus, Georgia, along with Imam Ibrahim Abdullah, coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, by way of LaGrange, Georgia, which is the Imam there. So we want to thank you for joining us tonight. We're here like we hear every night that we're here to talk about the most and the one of the greatest serious problems that continue to go on in the world, and that's making an image of God. That's the most serious of all the problems that we can come up with. Because God said throughout the scripture, don't make no image of God. And these evil people have done that anyway. So we want to get rid of the false image of God. We want to get back and worship God in spirit, in truth. That's what we want to do. That's why we're here tonight. We want to worship God in spirit, in truth, one God. If we get back and start doing that, all the majority of all the racial problems will most likely, and a guarantee, they will go away. So we want to get rid of that problem. And we want to get rid of that problem of having an image of God. God is too big to be put into an image. And we know the people that did that, they wanted and they know that what they were doing, and they were warned not to do it, and they did it anyway. So what we're here tonight to do is try to undo the problem and the lies that are caused all the misery, caused all the death, caused all the life loss. It's to raise up an image of God and make man think that he is God on earth. We are all come from Adam. The scripture points to that fact that we are all the children of Adam. And we should be more kinder and more nicer than any animal or any insect with each other. But because a lie had been told on God, and what a lie do, that would happen. What the lie is doing, what the lie has set out to do, it is set out to hold people working against each other and making one think they're better than the other. That's what the lie do. So the truth had to come. In our book, the Holy Quran said, when truth comes to falsehood, it knocks out his brain. We know that little David was challenged by Goliath, or you can say Goliath. That's what he was. He was going to lie. And he was challenged by David. And David was trying his best just to leave him alone. But when Goliath said something about his God that he worshiped, little David could not leave Goliath alone. So he went and he had a slingshot. And he went into the river and got 5 spruce stones. And he took one of the stones and put it in his slingshot. And he slung it, and he hit the big Philistine, the big liar in the head, and he went down for the count. David hit him in the middle of his head. Then take one stone, and he smoked the big Philistine, Goliath, and he hit the ground, and they said David cut his head off. So we know that's symbolic. That's a meaning behind that would fit mostly all depressed people. But most of the people are being depressed is because somebody have lied to them. Somebody have lied to them on purpose. And this lie have caused friction between the people, the human family. And that's what a lie designed to do. It's designed to tear, break things up. A lie is set up to destroy and make darkness over those people that telling that lie has put darkness over the people that have been lied to. So we had to come with the truth because we've been on them lies for over 400 years and better. And Allah says that the rejecting the spies going to be the leader. Leader of what? Leader of the best world that we can have. Because if the world we live in now is not the best, and we know it's not the best, the food not the best, the school not the best, the people dress and the people behavior is not the best, then somebody got to set and be the example to show the people back to the right way of life. And Allah said he choose whoever he please to do the work. He sent the prophets, and the prophets brought the message, and the message was put in a book, and now we can read the message and get the understanding from the message and then go out and do the best we can. And with the help of Allah, it is the best. It will turn this ugly world around. Ugly world where they make evil seem fair. They show you on TV a man shooting 100 people and making it look like it's fair for him to do that. And these people are supposed to be evil people, and he's shooting 100 of them down. And the music in the background, they play while this is going on, make you get involved. They always use music with drama in it. And they know how to use it. They know where to use it at. And put it in the background. And when you hear that music, you follow that music. And that music leads you to whatever situation they're trying to show you in the movie. So we see that today. With the help of Allah. Allah say, if we believe in him, we will never be left alone. Our circumstances can be changed overnight. And the circumstance we're in a circumstance without having any power. We don't have any power. Why we don't have no power? Because the lies coming from Goliath is crippled us. Anytime you tell a man, give a man a name and he don't understand that name, and he called himself that name, he called his children, he might call his wife, he called everybody that name except the people that gave him that name. He's not going to call those people that name. And we talking about the N-word now. Huh? Yeah, they give us a name, and now our children are saying that name to us. And don't care how dumb it sounds, how foolish the name is, we shouldn't be dancing. When the Caucasian man used to call us that N-word long time ago, when I was coming up, we wanted to knock his teeth out. And many of them did knock some teeth out. And now it accepted, they showed us what they can do. We didn't accept that name, but they gave it to our children to accept it. And then they promised them platinum and gold and silver. They promised them the world. So they gave them a name. And so because we didn't have no jobs to give our young people, our children stepped up to the plate and they took that music and they sang it to the people. But in their hearts and their soul is a disgrace that they bring on themselves. They have changed, they have traded the word of God or what God promised for the temporarily a pleasure of this world. Temporarily, because they got to die. We all going to die. We didn't come here and live forever. But whatever we done or do here while we're here, we take that to the graveyard with us. And they speak highly of us. So Allah is one in the world with all these storms, with all these plagues. Let these people go. Leave them alone. They're your brother, and you still want to mistreat them. You want to call them out their name and make them hate themselves. You use money to get them to play pictures and movies. The same disgusting song, saying they self under the ground. You pay them because you hate them. But your day is up, Satan. Satan time is up. So his time is done come to an end. And now we that following the Honorable Washadeen Muhammad, the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Sister Claire Muhammad, we who follow him, who show an interest and changing this old ugly world with the power of Allah, and we realize it can be done because it was done before. So we thank Allah for this Block Talk radio station. Ain't nobody talking about, ain't nobody, ain't no Christians, ain't no Jews, none of them talking about removing the image. And they know what it's doing because they see how we act when they come in the room. They see us looking at them and wishing we were them. Don't you know they had to take all of you out of you to replace you with nothing and put nothing back in you for you to look at them and say, I wish I was them. Huh? No, the scripture said those people, they reap what they sow, and whatever they sow will soon come in sight. And whatever they were scribing for, it will soon come in sight. So whatever they did or wrong and however they benefit for them, on the other side, mean on the other side of this life, that's still life. And they got to, whoever do wrong will have to pay for the wrong they done. Nobody leave this world without getting God's judgment. Thank you, Brother Man Washudi Muhammad, for that. That really set me free when I heard that. That no one leave this earth without getting God's judgment. They ain't going to leave. I ain't going to leave. No one before me has left without getting God's judgment. So we here tonight on this Block Talk radio station. We have people in the queue. And right now I'm going to bring up one of the co-workers here. He have his hand up. And I'm going to bring him up and let him continue this honorable conversation. There ain't nothing deserved to be worshipped besides one God. And I greet my brother Muhammad from Columbus. As-salamu alaykum and Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaykum as-salam and Ramadan Kareem Mubarak. We thank Allah very much for being in this cube on this wonderful month of awakening and consciousness. Udu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to say on this message concern, especially for those outside of the queue, because your false worship, your false idea of what's going to save you and make you more superior than anything in this world. This false worship that your God had a son. Because that ain't the God of who created you for real, and it's not the God of anything. Because the God who created you and all that you see and don't see is one. There's only one reality out there, one unity of that reality, as you have learned with the blessings that your creator has given you as a test to you. But we also had to make sure that your false beliefs don't put us to sleep and make us, in some of the movies that you have used in your reality to reinforce your superiority, to reinforce your false idea about what's going on, you know, has made the world a bunch of walking dead, you know. And even in our situation, in our history, you try to make us and portray us to the world as zombies, dead people who serve you without question. But we are awake. Those of us who have sought the help and the guidance and the protection of all of our creators, the one God. And he has given us so much favor by letting us see this false way of life that you have let Satan and those who have conspired against you, your own mothers and fathers and great-grandfathers and great-great-great-grandfathers have conspired against you also for this false worship that they have invited to live by the enemy of all of us. So I just want to bring it to your attention in these times of when the world can change. Because every year that your Creator and my Creator invites the human family, especially those who are the example of his example that he gave us in the life of Prophet Muhammad, and we, psychologically, he has made it possible for all of you in these days and times that you live and we live. Remember, there's nobody over 150 years old on this planet. And all of you know what Ramadan is. You have an idea of what Ramadan is. It's been taught not only in your schools, it's on your radio station every day. And we'll be on your radio station every day until the day of judgment. Because your Creator wants you to have no excuse for these lies and false superiority that Satan has convinced you and invited you to, and you have fallen for it through history. But you have the opportunity, since you are in the same time zone of this great awakening of the Quran, the last revelation, saying that all of us know the truth. And we also know that all of us, to a certain degree, is rejecting the truth. And that's why all of us are still tied to this false idea of God, false idea of ourselves, false idea about everything you see in creation. Because you are under the impression that even though it's already been created, that you can own it. Is your own. And you have used that seduction to put the whole world to sleep. But those of us, indirectly or directly, who are responding to the light of the Quran, to the example Almighty God of all of us has given us as an example to free ourselves from this invisible whisper of death and fire and destruction that's going to come to those who do not wake up. We know as Muslims who is charged with this responsibility to make sure that no human being is left behind who believes. And this is why we are trying to, without a doubt, discharge our responsibility, Almighty God Allah, the Creator of all of us, for the wonderful reward that he has for us to see the world, that all of you who are under 150 years old in these days and times are fully aware of. The only way you're going to get to heaven is to be right. The only way you're going to get to the paradise is to be right. Now, I want to bring that to a very strong message of concern, knowing that you are totally out of it. And you have the world asleep right beside you. But we are waking up and staring up because of the work of the sincere believers of the final revelation, and they're sharing the pitfalls and the contamination and the scheme that Satan has put in the revelations that came before it. We are warned, and you are fully aware of this warning. You've been more aware of it than we are if you are under 150 years old and you have been living that long. You know the world is coming to an end. You know that the human family is almost where it can go no any farther except but to the hell fire unless they repent. We must be mindful of the images of the false intimidation and lies that you're pulling out there that has the truth in them. Because you plan movies, gimmicks, and all like that to try to intimidate and scare the believers or scare your own self in not wanting to leave Satan because you think that he could do something to you. Now, we are aware of those who are of the Islamic faith, especially of the community of Imam Waridi Muhammad, that Satan has been in his death throes for a while. And what we mean by death row, he is suicidal. He has given up all hope that he can push off the time for the human family to give him more time to carry as many of us through the hellfire that he can. Now, we have been given a warning. Almighty God of love tells all human beings on this earth, and all of you are aware of it. Just a very few of you who don't know about Ramadan, about Al-Islam, about Muslims, about yourself, everything, because we have taught you what you didn't know. You know more now about Christianity than you ever lived. You know more about Hinduism, Buddhism, everywhere life on this earth. Knowingly or unknowingly, the sincere believers of the Islamic faith has been telling you everything you don't know. While we educate our own self and develop our faith, because we know if you got an example, it will help you develop yours. But it's very important at this time that we, as Muslims, be fully aware of what Allah has told us. He said, do not be caught in the day of resurrection, of the day of justice, of the day of bringing to an end of this reality, that you be caught, Almighty God Allah, to your fullest ability and living his favor that he's given you to let you know that when the end of this world comes, like we've seen in the example of Sodom and Gomorrah, that we will be safe. We will have that last split-second opportunity to get ourselves and prepare ourselves to get away from this warning that Almighty God Allah has given us and every human being on this earth, and especially those of you who call yourself scholars or whatever knowledge you are following. You have been fully aware of that great day coming. Now, saying that the Savior's here, I do not want, first of all, and when I say I've done nothing, personally, I mean we do not want to see the believers, especially the believers of Al-Islam, to be caught in a state when we're not paying attention to what could cause us the false victim, like those we've seen in the example of Lot's wife, because we're not fully paying attention to what's going on. Now, let's look at this right quick, and I pray that I have the time to say this right quick. Look at the incident we are witnessing in the world today. Do you really think that Russia and its leadership, who have now put their neck in the noose that Satan has prepared for them, there's no way in the world that Putin and those people who have lost their mind and lost out on their time, like Almighty God Allah has already told all of us, that we'll be lost, except those who remember him, like we're trying to do now. We're trying to remember Almighty God Allah in these trying times in this world. And also we're trying to help you wake up as we withdraw, inshallah, if we understand the crimes that Russia has done today and yesterday, and the worldwide agreement through worldwide sure, they agree that the mind is lost. Just like Allah said in Surah Asra, for those who understand what we're talking about. Verily the human being, or verily the man, is lost. And we know that man means mind. The mind is lost. Mental health in America and around the world is at such a plague level that it's worse than the virus, because it made and us ignore the virus, though it has killed 10 million people almost in the earth. And we are still acting like it don't exist. That's a sign to the believers to let us know how close the final days can be, are existing in our life. Now we have Russia leaving bodies in the street, babies, innocent people. He has, and there's no way in the world they're going to get around not charging him with war crimes. Now let's ask ourselves, do we really think that Putin is going to let himself be arrested like our brothers Gaddafi, like Saddam Hussein, you know, and like other tyrants and people under the influence of Shaitan, to the point to where they put the let him put the noose on him, Satan. Now he done put that noose on Putin's neck to where his war machine don't even mind him no more. They're killing and making war crimes on purpose because they are on a suicidal death row along with Satan. He's going to bring them to hell with him. He's going to try to take everybody with him, and only Allah knows when the last day coming, but we have to understand we know it's coming. Ain't no joke about it. Allah's word is true. He always keeps the truth. So we don't want to be caught. And those people over there on their suicidal thing, make Putin pull that button. And we have to be mindful. We know if he's going to do it, but we do know when people are crazy and they lost their mind and they are on a death wish. We have history of how people have went up and pushed the police to kill them on purpose with a gun in their hand and just stand up here. And all they want to do is the police and have killed them by suicide. So we just want to be mindful in this wonderful, wonderful month that could be, like Allah tells us all the time, act like this is your last day. But by the fact you know that inshallah, you might see the paradise, you might see heaven, you can also plan like you're going to live forever because you're getting ready to go to the next reality. Do not let the Muslims be caught with their pants down. We already got enough sense to know that there's this mentality that's going between the leadership of the world. We know it's Satan. Talks Putin, he done put himself in a situation now where he know he's going to the jail and might go get hung and everything else. Like German tyrants have died, the world court going to hang him. There's no doubt about it. What they doing? Don't think for one second that if somehow he takes his suicidal instructions from Satan and Satan give up all hope because the way his world is crumbling so fast, shoot off a missile. Everybody know that his anger at Biden, the president of the United States, is going to be the first one. Washington, D.C. will, no doubt about it, anyone who's got any kind of military experience or any kind of common sense knows that if that man commits and stay on the path that he's on, he's going to send that missile to Washington, D.C. And we have believers there of all faiths, but most of all, we have believing Muslims there who might not be paying attention to universal events, world events, that we're living in this young 150 below age bracket that we're in. Ain't nobody on the earth but us. And that man could be provoked in this death throw that Satan is putting him in and all of Russia and all the other disbelievers on this earth. Like we've seen in our example of Trump. Look what Trump tried to do to the United States of America. He tried to sell it and kill it and then go to another country with it, and the same country that he was dealing with and scheming with are now on the path of no return. Like they say in the banking world, they're having diminishing returns on what he's doing. You're not going to kill 400 or 500 people in the middle of the street and leave them in the middle of the street and let everybody film, and you're not going to be charged with war crimes like Germany and other countries who have done this, like Rwanda. Those people are going to jail. Allah, Allah, he best knows. But the world has no choice but to pursue the universal law that Russia is breaking in front of everybody's face. And they can't believe it because they know you have to be a devil to do that. And we still know that they're human. But we have to remember they are under the influence of the devil. And he has prepared for this final day. But Allah plans, and Allah's the best plan, but Allah has already warned us. So inshallah, in closing, just want to make sure that as we do our duty to Almighty God Allah, that we pay attention to history, you know. And Putin, everybody can know who has any kind of understanding, know he is in a suicidal situation, whether he like it or not. And the people that's been fighting with him and doing all that killing with a partial order from him or a direct order from him, they all know that they are have no choice, but the whole world is going to hunt them down like it did for 40 years to the German war criminals. All we have to ask ourselves and be mindful to pay attention to what's going on. This is the month of Ramadan where we are supposed to turn around and stay focused and see how close that Allah might bless us to see we are to this final conclusion of what we've been wanting for the last 400 years, our own self. So we pray Allah that we understand that and to Allah to help guide all of humanity into paying attention to what's going on and do not be caught with your head in the ground like some ostrich. You know, mm-hmm. Amen. Just want to say
that. Amen. Okay, thank you, Brother Muhammad, the beautiful Talin. Thank you. Hang around. I'm a brother. Anybody else want to say anything, that's a match one on your phone, and we will bring you into the queue. We see our brother God's in the queue, and we're going to cut his mic and then present. Yeah, hi. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum, brother God. And Ramadan Mubarak. Brother Suja.
Assalamualaikum.
What is your name?
Alhamdulillah. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. He's the last prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's spirit. And I bear witness that Christ Jesus, Abraham, Noah, all those great men, is the same thing. They're prophets of Allah, and they're God's servant. I'd like to give the believers the greeting of peace and Ramadan Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah.
I just like to read, first of all, a little from the Holy Quran, and then do a talk. I'm gonna go all the way up into almost. We break our fast on the. At 7:24, that's 8:24 your all time. So alhamdulillah, I'm gonna start off with Surah. Surah 39, Ayat 32. Surah 39, Ayat 32. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Allah says, who then doeth more wrong than one who utters a lie concerning Allah and reject the truth when it comes to him? Is there not in hell an abhorrence for blasphemers? And he who bring the truth, and he who confirmed and spoke it, search other men who do right. They shall have all that they wish for in the presence of their Lord. Search is the reward of those who do good. So that Allah will turn off from them even the worst in their deeds and give them their reward according to the best of what they have done. Is not Allah enough for his servant? But they try to frighten thee with other gods besides him. For such as Allah leads to stray, there can be no guide. And such as Allah does guide, there can be none to lead astray. Is not Allah exalted in power, able to enforce his will, law of retribution? If indeed thou ask them who it is that created the heavens and the earth, they would be sure to say, Allah. Say, see ye then, the thing that you invoke besides Allah? Can they, if Allah wills some penalty for me, remove his penalty? Or if he will come, or if he wills, or if he will some grace for me, can they keep back his grace? Say, sufficient is Allah for me. In him, trust those who put their trust. Say, O my peoples, do whatever you can. I will do my part. But soon will you know who it is to whom come a penalty of ignominy and on whom descends a penalty that abides. Verily, we have revealed the book to thee in truth for instructing mankind. He then that received guidance benefited his own soul. But he that strays injured his own soul. Nor art thou set over them to dispose of their affair. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. I remember the Imam told us, he said, a hint to the wise is sufficient. Over there in Russia, you got 27 million Muslims. 27 million Muslims in Russia. And they've been respected by the president over there, the leader over there. And I haven't heard nothing from them as far as problems. Now, I don't know how many Muslims they have in the other country, the one that's hollering persecution. And I'm bringing this point up because we are thinking people. You know, we are Muslims and we're thinking people. Nowhere on television have they hollered, they accuse Russia of racism. At the same time, they accuse the one that's been oppressed as being racist. They had students, college students, on television, and other African American on television expressing this. And I was thinking, I said, damn, they under oppression. They've been oppressed and supposed to be being attacked and things like that. And they going to practice racism too? So, I would suggest that we look at these people who has been punished, and then we study the history. I study Russia in reference to the Muslims, and in reference to just find out what's going on, and the news people's. Is not our friend. The news is not our, the news people is not our friend, especially they're not the friend of Muslims. You know, they just now today, because they've been forced to giving us attention. You know. But it's this country, it's the country that is the strongest in waving that image. You got more preachers in this here country, more churches in this here country than any country. When those people come over here, their identity is gonna be white people. That's the one they're gonna choose. And if they choose that identity and don't say nothing, that says something real, real loud to me. I know I wouldn't accept identity that is false, that is a lie, and that represents superiority over another people. So I'm saying, let's be smart. Let's study. Let's study what's going on. Find out really what's going on. I remember the imam made a point. He said that the Jews is hollering about they've been, persecuted and they, 6 million of them was killed and all that. He said, find out why. What was the reason for them being sent to gas chambers and being persecuted? He said, find out the reason. So what the imam, he left us like that. Talking about the Jews and the Germans and other peoples supposed to have been annihilating them, killing them. Yeah, find out. And one thing I know is that those peoples that's being persecuted, they in unity with America. I know that. And in them getting in unity with America, that's a big threat. A big threat for Russia. Big threat. And it's just curious, you know. I mean, for a person to just attack one of their own, one of their neighbors, Somebody making war with him? For what? Somebody can tell me a lie, but I don't go for no lie. That's a serious accusation that they got out against the Russians. I ain't no Russian. So I ain't defending them, you know. But that's a serious, that's something serious. I just can't, I mean, you, a person tell me something, you know, I'm still trying to find out what's going on. A person attacking people and got them running out their houses and bombing their homes and shooting them with guns and tanks and things like that. You got to have some kind of reason. I can't see that they don't have no reason. You know? So what I found out, one thing I found out is that there's plenty of Muslims, 27 million. Go get check it out on the thing. Yeah, on the internet. Check it out. Find out how many Muslims is there in Russia. Remember, I said 27 million. I ain't said 1,000. Now. So, alhamdulillah, that is an ugly thing. And you got 120 some million is coming here. Those people is coming here to America. They're going to affect us. I'm telling you, they're going to affect us because we act like we don't want to come together. Some people eat. They eat food like we do. They want what we want, gas and all that other stuff, and use electricity and water and all that other stuff, you know. And we're not in control of none of that. If they come over here, if they coming over here to run us away, well, yeah, you know, we ain't got no power. We don't trust each other. We don't support each other. We talking all that mess. These people over here, brother, ain't no joke. I know what's going on over here. I ain't got no problem telling you what's happening over here. So that's I'm just asking us, you know, we in Ramadan. I'm just asking, especially the Muslim and anybody else that knows, let's investigate a little bit deeper into what's going on over there. Why is it they doing that to those people? And please don't come to me with no thin, crazy knowledge. Don't tell me no anything. Because what we know is what they done told us. That's the only thing we know, is what they done told us and what they constantly showing over and over on the television. So let's find out for ourselves. We know how to do it. Right now, we got this pressure on us, you know. They're trying to claim that they are God, the one that's over here. They're trying to cause division in religion, saying that God got a son, And he's Caucasian. And then you may have one of them call here. I mean, that person that called here and did that, I mean, he didn't have nothing to stand up on. Only thing he did, he didn't try to defend himself. Only thing he did was try to attack Prophet Muhammad. Remember that. I want y'all to remember that. He didn't give you no reason, and he didn't answer none of your questions, or none of our questions. Only thing he did was try to attack Prophet Muhammad. Remember that. He didn't give us no reason. We quote this thing from his book. He ignored that. You know, the imam said that if we don't come together and take care of business, said we're going to go down in history as the most backwards and ignorant peoples on the planet. So that's on, hey, man, I ain't going like that. I ain't going like that. Let's deal with real knowledge. Let's deal with things that make sense. Let's don't go on no emotion. Let's find out what's going on. There's something happening. So, brothers and sisters, we just want to say those few words, and we still dealing with trying to appeal to the Americans, you know, to remove all these racial images out of worship, and that's not religion which you're practicing. That's not God religion. Talking about somebody died for your sin. And this person that you said died was the Son of God. That you all killed the Son of God. You killed God's Son. That don't make no kind of sense. So we came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum. Ramadan Mubarak.
Well, as-salam and Ramadan Mubarak. I seen someone else hand up in the queue. 347. Last four digits is 5101. I seen you had come in the queue, but you left. If you still want to speak, you can raise your hand again, and okay, there you go. We'll bring you in the queue. Thank you, Brother Sujar, for the excellent talk. May Allah continue to watch.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well,
Ramadan Mubarak.
Oh. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
This is Brother Hanif Abdullah from Brooklyn. And,
yes. What's up, brother?
Yes.
I finally made it.
Yes, sir. And we're just breaking fast up here right now, so I'm in between bites right now. I'm eating right now. But alhamdulillah, I got my foot in here tonight, and you all are, you doing exactly the same thing that I have been doing ever since 1980. On the streets here in New York with the Craig Committee, you know.
Yes, sir.
Out of Brooklyn, you know, and then even after the imam stopped the Craig Committee from marching on the churches, he said, well, we don't march on them, but you know, we from going to the churches, you know, well, we still stayed out on the street doing da'wah, you know, and basically the da'wah message was La ilaha illallah, you know, that was the message. Yeah, and so we continue to do that, you know, for about the next 30 years, you know, 30 years out on the streets all over New York City and northern New Jersey. And,
That's y'all strong with that New York.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I was there in Chicago. Praise
right.
be to
God. Who's this?
It's Brother Shuja.
Okay, yes. I think I met you at the convention. I believe it was the convention at the Treat Motel in Newark. I think it was 2019, and I got the calendar. Yeah, I got the calendar from you that day. Yeah, but anyway.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. But I'm doing Message of Concern now. Still, I started. You know, I've been doing it. You know, the police actually ran me off the street here in Brooklyn. You know, and so for about ten years,
yes,
I wasn't
sir.
Out on the streets. You know, but then
yes,
now
sir.
Here, starting last year, starting in January. 2021, you know, I started doing a just recording Message of Concern right here in my place, you know, and with my phone and everything, and then uploading it up on Facebook and putting it
yeah.
up on Facebook, you know. So I've been doing that last year and this year too, you know. So most Fridays after Juma, you know, I've been doing virtual Juma, so. But
Alhamdulillah, yeah.
I want to get back to my food, but, you know, I will be joining you, brothers, you know, Alhamdulillah, and this is, you know, this is my life. This is what I am about, and this has given me a purpose in life, and this is the same thing that all the prophets did from Adam all the way to Muhammad. They all did la ilaha illallah. You know, there's no God but the one God. And that's the biggest crime. That's the biggest crime that has ever been put over on humanity, on the human being. And and Allah chose us to pick up that banner, you know, to make that struggle, you know. And it's I heard the brother explaining a few moments ago about David and Goliath, you know. And it is a
yes,
David
sir.
And Goliath match, because when you look at it, you know, it looks like ain't
yeah.
nobody concerned about no message of concern. You know, we're far and few in between. But we don't realize
yeah.
how big we are, you know, because it's what Allah,
right.
it's in accord with what Allah wants, and he's with us, and Allah, he says, whenever you stand up, well, Prophet Muhammad said, whenever you stand up to do any good, you know, that you got 500 angels supporting you. And even the whole creation, even the enemies are supporting you, because in their nature, they are Muslims. You know,
yes, sir.
Their nature's a Muslim. So when they come against us, they're at war with their own body, you know, with their own nature. We just have to stay on this case. And I love it. You know, you're all my brothers. And right now, I want to get back to meet
thank you, Brother Adney, for coming on. And won't you just stick around with you too. Get through Greg in your past. If you want to come back, you can come back. We appreciate you. Thank you for coming on.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. You're crying. Thank you, brother. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, you used to be with Mubashir.
Homeboy. I forgot to mention that. My homeboy, Mubashir, we soldiers together for over 30 years, man. Over 30 years.
That's one of our main brothers, man. Brother.
Mubashir. Yeah, that was my sidekick, man. We were sidekicks to one another, you know.
Alhamdulillah, brother.
We played and we fought. You know, we played and we fought, you know. But we stayed in the mission, you know. Alhamdulillah. Okay, assalamu alaikum. And Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. Okay, we want to thank Brother Hanif for coming on. He said he was coming out of Brooklyn, New York. May
yeah.
Allah continue bless you, continue to come back and invite us. And we've been moving this show over just about 2 to 3 years. So we thank you for coming on. And you can come back after you break your fast if you choose to. So we're going to thank you so much. So we're going to keep rolling and talking about removing this image and making jobs for ourselves. But once the image is moved, then we have to support each other. We can't go back to the, we can't be going back and begging people just to give us a job. I think that's why they brought us over here for a job. And we look at our situation, a job been done on us. A serious job been done on us. And ain't a crime more worse, like the brother said, than them giving us this image, the worship of them, and calling to God. Something they say they then they get as a savior. How can he be a savior and when he didn't even save himself? It's really a joke they pulled on, a trick they pulled on us that really hurt them too, because if teaching that kind of lie could shut the door on them going to paradise. So we thank Allah for this talk radio station. We are here tonight to remind ourselves that image got to go, that we need to be making jobs for not only so-called people, but to all people, because we all come from Adam. We're supposed to be one people. But we'll never be one as long as they got an image up in the world talking about thank you, Jesus, and showing us a man, a Caucasian image, as the Son of God, as the Savior for the whole world. He ain't over there saving those people in Ukraine with the Russians. And like you said, they got 27 million Muslims in Russia. And Ukraine done proved to us that without a doubt they're a bunch of racists too. And we don't need it. Well, what we said, this truth we got to take it all over the world. This can't, America is the beginning, but we need to take it all over the world, back to Africa. Because they messed up with the idea that God came in a Caucasian man image. And then they using those people over there, the church is using them. There was one brother had his church, and he had his congregation outside eating grass. Supposed to be a brother told his congregation what the Bible said, eat grass. And he had them out there eating grass, and his whole congregation got sick out there eating the freshly grown grass. So we'll follow anything we don't have, like we don't study and check things out for ourselves. If we don't think about things before we move on them. So Allah is in charge. So I thank Allah for blessing us to continue with this show. So anybody else who want to speak or just raise their hand in the queue, and how you do that is match one on your digital phone, and you will show up in the queue, and we will cut your mic on and let you share some of your experience with us. Come with some criticism, like Suja said. Okay, they got another brother. Brother, let me cut your mic on. Last four digit 1024. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan revived.
Good to talk to my brothers. You know, what you were saying, I was thinking about, you know, when you said this message got to go all over the world, you know, and in Africa, you know, they have a big problem over there, you know, with that image, man, and they all confused, you know, about who God is, you know, in some parts, because Islam is spreading, you know, for sure, without a doubt, but, you know, in some parts, you know, they still got that confusion, but also here in South America, man, you know, with the images, you know, they're within the Catholic Church, man, and that Catholic Church have so many images, man. One they put around that lady Guadalupe, you know, and if you go to the Catholic Church today, man, you still have so many of those images, you know, that they make of a stone, you know, And so this image has to, I mean, this message has to indeed, like you said, go all over the world, you know, and South American brothers, you have Muslims over there, believers, you know, you do have some Islam in Mexico, Central America, and in South America, but it of course, you don't have it to the degree that, you know, it's here and other places, you know, it's just budding and just starting to grow, you know, but that image, you know, that sick image, man, is really crippling, you know, them brothers over there, you know, and they sometimes come over here with, you know, the wrong understanding, you know, and the wrong attitude, you know, towards us because, you know, they got that sick image, you know, that sick light-skinned image, you know. So I was just reflecting, like you said, man, yeah, this message got to go all over the world. And I think one of the, reflecting back on Africa, I think one of the reasons why, you know, Africa has been so undeveloped is that image, you know, that white image. They come over here, of course, it's you know, it's a matter of oppression and, you know, might, you know, against brothers, you know, oppressing the brothers, but also that psychological image, man, that this white person is supposed to be close to God, you know, and it's not as strong today as it used to be, you know, because you have so many, you know, people that have stood up against it, you know, but yeah, I was just agreeing with you, man. This message has to go all over the world, man, to correct, you know, what's been going on. A lot of times in Brazil, you know, they have that image, man, that is, I don't know how many feet tall, but you've seen it. Every time they show Brazil, they show this big image of what's supposed to be, you know, Jesus, man. And, you know, it's just, so it's pathetic. So it's a divine message, divine mission, whether that you know, your brothers are doing, you know, it's a divine message, man, that, you know, and may Allah continue to bless you, man, because with Allah behind you, you know, of course, you can't be defeated, you know, it just has to be just continued all over the world, man, that falsehood has to be slain, you know, that falsehood has to be slain.
You on speaker?
505-602-9665.
Yeah, and if you want to say anything in the queue, you press 1. No, it's Blog Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they were
I'm sorry, he's live online.
Yeah. Online?
I mean, he's live.
It's not live online.
Is it a telephone call?
Yes, just a telephone call, yeah.
Okay, so it'll be posted.
Now they're on from Saturday to Thursday, 7 to 9, Eastern time, Eastern Standard Time, each night. Saturday to Sunday, no, Saturday to Thursday, 7 to 9. They seem like they're gone now. It's quiet all of a sudden. It's got quiet. I don't know if I did something or what. But anyway,
we're here. We were listening to you give somebody the phone number to Brother Rashad.
Yeah.
I didn't know
I was in the queue.
Yes, sir. You're still in the queue. Okay, you finished?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm doing all right. Yeah, I'm finished, man. I just bad that this message, you know, message that you all are doing, you know, the brothers and the sisters there on the program, you know, and just I'm just bad witness that, yes, it has to be spread all over the world, all over the planet, you know.
Hello. You're right, buddy. That's right. That's what we got to do. Yes, sir. Okay, bro. We'll come back to you. And thank you for sharing the number with a new person. May Allah continue to bless you with that, for that. So we're going to continue to roll here. And Brother Muhammad, you want to come up and say something about the about business? Columbus? Brother Muhammad.
Yeah, I can like them.
Well, they got salam. I see you back with us. You want to say a few things? You want to say talk a little more on the business aspect of this great life
yes,
that we need to be building up on across global?
Yep.
You
yes,
got
sir.
It.
Ramadan Mubarak. Ramadan Mubarak. We again, like the brother was saying, Brother Rashad was saying, you know what he was saying. In order for it to be spread around the world, we have to make our efforts again to advertise and get the word out for those who will support and give the things of concern the type of financial support to make sure that we can get this word everywhere it needs to be done at, you know, and be continuously to tell the truth and be bold with it so that people from around the world will write and ask for more information and open up the business world to the messages of concern to be spread, you know, in the pamphlets, letter writing, books, whatever it takes, you know, speaking engagements. And we have to think big in our efforts. And that also should make us urge to let everyone here in the United States, especially those who are Muslim, you know, to make an effort to donate and establish control, you know, of the business world. And we still, like we said, the business world is really, I had to talk to some people today in a meeting, explaining them all this high tech and stuff is good. But if you don't have what it takes to come out of the earth to feed and shelter and clothe these people with all these master degrees and scientific degrees, that they need food, they need shelter, they need clothing, and that comes out of the earth. So those who are the workers, you know, who Allah loves, the worker, because he knows that our purpose is to cultivate this earth. So we're not going to get away from the very importance of owning land and property, you know, to help us continue to spread this word. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sayyidu al-Islam, the top seers of Ibn Warfdi Muhammad, and the message of concern is false worship that our fellow human beings are under the snow job, you know. We got to wake them up as Allah permits the time to do so. But we know we have to have a model of strength when they see that we are satisfied with what Almighty God says. We're satisfied with halal money, halal schools, halal this, halal that, everything halal, inshallah. You know, and to remember that this word only means in its English translation is that it's everything based on the permission of Almighty God and nothing else. And I found out that a lot of Muslims don't like that word, you know, because it still seems that it's taking freedom from them that they have now, which helps us see why those who are under falsehood, like the Christian world, the other world, we can see why in their mind it's so hard, it's a threat to their freedom. But as we continue to get this message out here and have the businesses to show so they can come amongst us and ask the questions, you know, visit our stores, visit, support us, and we spend that money, you know, fi sabilillah, in the path of God, because that's what we came down here. We came down to do that. Everything the law gave us was to be spent on dealing with this situation that we are fully aware of now, how many thousand years later. You know, we know that, that the problem is that man has been taught by Satan to spend only on his own self and his obligations that he feels is more important to him. He's not thinking about the bigger picture, you know, the keeping the planet clean, keeping the water clean, keeping the fish, animals that we eat and things. So Rashad is right. In order to get this message around the world, we have to generate, halal products so that we can generate halal income so that we can generate halal dawah, you know, and get this word out more. We know we Allah has blessed us and reminded us a couple of times how important it is to pass out these messages of concern like a couple of our coworkers are doing on a regular basis, and we thank Allah for that effort, you know. But we need to, those like Brother Rashad and those who are bearing witness, you know, they need to have 100 flyers in their arms passing out how important it is that they should listen to this program. You know, we should, again, go back and remember how important it is to put in this message of concern articles of solution in the Muslim Journal and other, for lack of a better word, advocate-orientated newspapers, like the way we started out, and spread the news amongst the descendants of the slaves, because we have the best testimony that God has helped us. God is the way to go. Having a fair business, having the best food, et cetera, is what they all want. And they will support if they could just, we can just break this ice, you know, and start, like he, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, like I said the other night ago, you know, he taught us by Allah permission how to take pennies. He said, don't be worrying about these billionaires. Don't be worrying about these billionaires. You know, if you start saving and building with your pennies and start possessing land and stores and products, then they'll come. They'll come and support you. And that's only common sense in their educational that they had. You know, they still don't realize that they under the scheme of don't want to do nothing for nobody but themselves unless it benefits them. So when we start establishing and show people that we're doing everything for the purpose of qualifying ourselves to have peace here on earth and get to see the world after this reality that we're in, and that we want the best for all human beings in our businesses, in our food that we sell them, in our work that we do for them, you know, et cetera, is going to get this paperwork, this communication, this advertising, being able to take advantage of this high technology now to help deliver this message of concern. Because like I said again, there's still approximately almost 1.5 billion people who's under the illusion of that God had a son. No doubt about it. And they are filthy rich. They are really been snow-jobbed and convinced what they believe is real. But words, we know, words make people, and the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will break through all of those false realities that they have of thinking that all they need is a little money, white, or working with the white, or this or whatever like that, until we dissipate all this racial influence that's in the way people who are trying to serve God, but don't. There has been no model for them to follow. You know, so we pray that in this year of the period of where in this 100-year period of Allah raising from amongst the human family, you know, the mind that they can come and ask questions to, like they was doing when Almighty God had blessed Imam Muhammad here, but he left all of us here. He was just one mind. Now there's almost a 10 or 12 million minds who Allah has blessed to see the direction, how to take care of business, how to live, how to be tolerant, how to be patient with what Allah gives you, because after all, he done already promised another world to us. What more can anyone have with a future like we got, those of us who believe in Almighty God? you know. So we need to get back to the and not be distracted. We got to have this land. We got to have this allow vegetables, allow meat, allow a dress, allow love for each other so that the world can have the light turned on again. You know, I think we all have someone kind of agree. Either the light that Imam Muhammad turned on has been dimmed by those who kind of put out the light, and we are letting them. So let's get back to trying to get this information out about the message of concern. Thank you.
Long way. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Brother Muhammad. Good. Great what you said. We know we got to advertise. We got to share this information. It shouldn't just be with us. And we got to share it. When I went down to Monroe, Georgia, where five people got killed day before Dr. King was planning on going down to Monroe to address that issue down there, but he got killed in Memphis. And I went down there and met some nice people. And I took some signs. I took the Rock Talk radio station and told them what we're doing. And they loved it. And many of them was Caucasian preachers and female preachers and male preachers, Caucasian and African American. And some of them come all the way from Florida and to join that march because they said it was wrong for anybody to hurt anybody because of their color. So because they like what we said prior, they like what me and the young man said Saturday, and now we've been invited to go downtown Atlanta in the big park to share this information with those people there. So Allah is blessing us. So I'm going to bring my brother Sujah Muhammad back up and see if he when he probably broke his fast and come back and return to us. So we're going to bring him back up. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam.
Yes, sir, Brother Sujah. A man who has studied this situation. You got it. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness and testify that there's only one creator, one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, a human being, just like you and I, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers greetings of peace, life, salam alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah, it's a good feeling. I mean, you know, be with the party of Allah. That's a good feeling. Praise be to Allah. You know, Allah gave us the inheritance. He gave us the inheritance. You know, just like he was our parent. He gave us the inheritance. You know. Yeah, it's our responsibility to go in and take charge, you know. So we got to come together. We got to come together and establish these businesses in all these different cities, you know. I got a chance to talk to a brother out of California. His name was L.J. Johnson. And this brother, he does bean pie, and I was looking through my Facebook, you know, and he had pictures of his pies, you know, and so he had his telephone number, and it's good he had his telephone number. See, that's important. If you do it on your Facebook thing, put the telephone number down there, especially if you're in business. You know, and I told him that I told him what we was doing, and that we was going all the way out now, supporting business. supposing Muslim business, you know, I told him to send me some of those pies. And he thought about it. I said, you can send them through Amazon. Or they got other ways to send them, you know. I know he don't send other people's pies, but when I got a chance to talk to him, he know almost everybody I know. You know, he know the people that they're in Atlanta. His brother's in Atlanta. I forgot his brother's name. Agbar, I know you know him. Because his name, when he told me that name, it was familiar. I can't think of the name. But he asked me, do I know Shamsuddin? I said, yeah, I know Shamsuddin.
Yeah,
he knew Shamsuddin, Wally.
Mm-hmm.
About him putting together that burger thing, you know, and you know, he knows everybody there in Atlanta, you know, so I told him that we want to support him, you know.
And
the cause of his pies, he told me the cause of his pies, and he said a small one and the big one. I told him to send me four of the small ones and one of the big ones. You know, I got to find somebody I can give some to. You know,
hello?
And keep one in the refrigerator for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And eat on it. You know, but I got his number. I'm gonna give you all his number.
Okay, then
you know.
Alhamdulillah.
I'm gonna give you a number.
Man, that's where we roll.
Yeah, that's the way we roll. Let me see. I'm trying to
see when you're talking and working, then you're truly working. When you're just talking,
sir.
Ain't working.
Yeah.
You ain't saying.
Ain't working. Ain't nothing
yeah,
happening.
Right. Yeah.
You know. So, but let me see. Excuse me for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
His name is L.J. Johnson.
L.J.
And his telephone number is 734-818-55-55-23.
Okay.
Yes. His name is L.J. Johnson, and
yeah.
Alhamdulillah, y'all can call him, and let's order some bean pies from him,
yes,
one
sir.
Or two, or however many you want, you know, go ahead.
And we got a brother that's selling pictures who's sponsoring this show, and he would love to ship us a picture, too.
Yes, sir.
Brother Hameen.
Alhamdulillah.
So we got all this talent and skill and all these businesses and all we and Sujar, did you offer to send him any pies?
No, I didn't say nothing.
Well,
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing. You know, alhamdulillah. If he pushes, alhamdulillah.
Don't send my barbecue because he be knocking on your door.
I was supposed to be giving my daughters the recipe to my pies. I gave it to them once. I'm going to have to get them to write it down, put it in a safe place.
Okay.
And I gave them my recipe to the bean pie, you know. I'm giving it to them. And Tariq M., I'm giving them that recipe to the barbecue.
My mother died. She took that nana pudding that she cooked with her. I thought my sisters was paying attention. They wasn't. Okay.
Mm. Yeah, but see, we got what you call inheritance.
Yeah,
inheritance. You know, and if we got anything, we should leave it for the children.
Leave for the children.
We should leave it. Yes, sir. We should leave it for the children. Praise be to Allah. You know, and they inherit that. You know, so we've been and did our thing. Praise be to Allah. But and then Allah said that He gonna give us power. You know, yes, He gonna give us power also. We ain't just gonna have inheritance over the storehouse, but we also gonna have power. So we got to move. We got to, like you say, we got to start moving in those positions, start doing those things, and then we can understand them. Because we don't understand what Allah is saying, and what do we mean by we gonna have power? You know, and just dealing with this here, I'm finding out the only way we're gonna have power is that all of us go into business.
Yes, sir.
That we establish businesses and become millionaires and billionaires. You know,
be you are gonna be the cornerstone of the foundation of the human being movement back to being the human being they need to be. Be you are.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah much. Allah is all knowing. He's all wise. You know, and like He gives to whom He pleases.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like a brother asked me, Shuja, do you believe you a prophet? I said, well, no, I don't believe I'm a prophet. I said, but I try to follow the prophet.
Hello,
I said, what about you? He didn't say nothing. He just looked at me and smiled. I said, what about you?
He didn't see that curveball.
No, he didn't see that one. He didn't expect that one. He didn't expect that.
He
throwed all he can throw and didn't expect nothing coming back.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. You're right. You want to say anything, brother?
Alhamdulillah.
Brother, you want to say anything? He told us not to turn the mic on and let somebody let him know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I see him, but he's been here. He ain't said nothing. I'm trying to get you some pictures, Sam. So he still ain't waving his hand. Anyway, just keep on talking to you. Maybe you want to say
something. No, I'm gonna turn it back over. I'm gonna turn it back over to you, and alhamdulillah. You know,
okay.
we getting it together. Praise be to Allah.
Okay, brother. Well, I got some lamb, brother. Brother Muhammad, you got 3 or 4 minutes. You want to say something? Brother Amin.
Who's that? Did you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, sir. I want you to close out, Suja. Go ahead, Brother Muhammad.
Oh, nothing. Just thank Allah, you know, for the day of Ramadan. And like I said, I apologize. You know, but I seen what happened today on the news, and I just wanted to let that know. And I'm, like I said before yesterday, may Allah so merciful, that's why we love Allah so much, He forgive us. You know, for going, I went back on my word that unless it's for emergency, and that is an emergency, what's going on, to make sure that we all need to be thinking during this month of Ramadan, to keep our eyes open and make sure that we don't get caught. In their world, or what they're going to be doing, because, you know, everything real, what affects us. That's why we're trying to keep this message concerned to them, you know, and let them know that we're... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What? No. What they brought on themselves is coming to pass. Coming
yes,
in the group.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we got to make sure we don't continue to be collateral damage like we was in this virus. We got to make sure we're not being collateral damage in the experience that Allah gave us in slavery to let us know that if you don't pay attention to Him, you could find yourself somewhere you ain't got no business at. Because there's a lot of innocent people we know. There's a lot of innocent people that was living inside of Gomorrah, but they wasn't paying attention. And missed the word when Allah told them to leave. You know, told them to leave. Same way like in Mecca when the prophet said Islam made Hijra. Look how many of them chose to stay because they didn't see the vision. You know, and no sooner he left town, they took everything from him. So we have to be mindful of what Allah tells us, you know, and remember the Hijra. So we have to make sure, because again, like I said, when you put it on any common sense, you see those people in Russia and the Russian army is on the path of suicidal. And we have to be very naive and ignorant, ignore history, that they're going to do something suicidal, and they're going to try to take as many with them as they can when they do it, you know. So we have to make sure that we, again, tell the world, be conscious. Don't be no fool now. We can pray, but we have to fight oppression. All of us do. When you got somebody like that, you see Russia was ready to go to Germany and fight Germany when he thought Hitler was going to take over. You know, we have to not ignore history. Sometimes the world do have to come together by Allah's permission, you know, to give us and those innocent people all around the world, you know, the opportunity to continue to live the way he has prescribed for them by shutting down the shaitan and his imps. You know, just like they're doing in the inside of Russia there, a lot of those people are rebelling and they're in high authority and they got big money and already told Putin this is your war, it's not us. But while he is still in position to push that button, we got to help continue to get this message to concern the people, you know, to pray, first of all, pray that this people over there, the devil and his imps don't try to hurt a bunch of people when they see their daylight coming. We already know it's ending, so we have to be on it, stay on it, and don't get caught like Allah say, and you're not in the state of Islam. You're not in the state of consciousness, taqwa, and dhikr. You know, and that tells again is we have to really get serious about this going into business. We got to get serious about asking our brothers and sisters and anyone who wants to support halal food that help us to get our land, our farms and things started, get our processing plants started, our stores started, our bakeries started, our hospitals, because all of that money is what's going to build the schools and build the hospitals. We don't let this high tech down take us so far off the ground that we don't have no minerals, no food, no dirt, no nothing to help pay for these halal hospitals, you know, to pay for these halal stores, the halal, what today? Because it ain't going to happen. It has to be real. You got to go back to what Allah gave us this earth, and he said everything in it you want is right in this earth right here. You know, you get it out by maintaining peace and cultivating it, you know. Yeah, so we got to definitely get serious about getting this money here in the next year, and especially start with land if we can get it. Or anybody want to give some land, then we got to start with, like I said before, to start visiting our agricultural schools, because we know we got to go back to the land and the animals and things like that to generate an income that nobody can control but ourselves. Then we're going to have to get our Muslim students who are taking up agriculture and all kind of farming techniques and things. There's plenty of them. I was listening today, right quick on the radio, how here in Georgia, they give away big grant money for kids who want to go to agricultural school. You know, but we ain't talking about it, but yet still that's what we're talking about. You know, we got to be the Muslim student associations that are on these campuses. You know, we need to start getting in contact with them, get them to come and hear the message of concern. So they can see, you know, that the business, we're talking the business world too. Because remember, these kids are graduating from college with PhD degree in agriculture and botany and stuff like that. And they ain't got no place to go but to work for the enemy of Al-Islam, you know.
You think I can get a grant to go to that school and learn how to
code? They don't care. Yeah, it's on the, they've been advertising now, I guess, about a week now.
I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, oh, right here in Georgia. That's why I watch the Farmers Report every week. Every week I watch the Farmers Report, Georgia Farmers Report, every Saturday morning and stuff. You know, you'd be surprised what you learn and what kind of grass thing they got going, and the people who are hung up in this false reality, they're the ones running and getting all them grants to raise these chickens. And had a guy the day I seen on the news when I was in visiting my wife, this guy here got a barn that handles 30,000 chickens at a time.
A long way, Bob. We want one with 100,000 in them.
Yes, sir. And I met a brother last week down there on the other side of Hinesville, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
He's got about 20-something of those city-owned plots that they give. And a matter of fact, tomorrow, if I think about it, I'm going to text you a picture of the brother and everything, you know, and he'll show you what he's got going on down there, you know?
Okay.
You know? And right down there on the other side of Hinesville, Georgia. Like they're doing in Michigan. Like brother Naeem there up there in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this brother got a nice place, man, growing vegetables and everything, man. All the modern stuff
right,
down
right.
there to it.
But you need to call some of the imams up that you know in Atlanta and tell them about that, where they can tell they flock the people that come to listen to them. You need to
I keep Imam Farrakhan very, very informed, you know.
Yeah.
And remember, he has land, too. He's also that he's planning on developing later on for his children, you know. We have to think about all that stuff, you know. And the other brothers, like I've been telling you, got that 200-acre land right down there in Washington County down in Sandersville.
Okay, we got 200
acres.
A lot of white ball. Okay, I don't want
to
say
like you said, better. the talk, mm-hmm. we need to walk like we were doing it first. You know, when we got an opportunity to get that land out there, we rolled, got in the van, and went on down there. Two or three times.
Yeah, well,
you know,
we believe they're going to come again. And better.
Going to wear a lot. That's right. Law always replace that. He always replace something that you lose or he takes from you. He replaces it with something better.
Yes, sir.
But we got to get busy.
Brother Amin want to say something, so let's bring him in. Hear what he said.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
I'm just
closing down. It's about 6 o'clock. I've made a few sales, got a little money. All praise be to Allah. But I should always have something to say. Just thinking about it. If I don't do no more, just thank Allah. Just thank Allah and be grateful for the fact that we have a blog talk radio show
dedicated
to his call. And we're here. A lot of other people are not here today. So Allah has us here for a purpose and for being such a good provider for us. Alhamdulillah. That's Almighty God Allah. So I just want to thank him and forever thank him and Law Agba, and always remember Allah and that the greatest power in the universe is to remember Allah. So
Law Agba,
that's all I want to say, brother. So I turn it back over to you and thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Yeah, we know where this going. This going as big as Allah wanted it to go. Is it going to get bigger? Thank Allah. Brother Suja, you want to close out for us? Brother Suja.
Okay.
What I got slammed?
Alhamdulillah. I had to make sure it was off mute. Alhamdulillah. Yes, I'll close out for you.
Yes, sir, please.
I will do what he meant and say times like this. With the Lord's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy. But not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. Amen.
Amen.
May Allah's every blessing be on everybody and be safe. Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. I'll be calling you, brother. Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak. Let's go enjoy our food.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Always, brother.
Always, brother.